Item on the agenda is item number six, Hampton Engineering Services, 08-446. Are we taking also item seven as well together? That's City of Hampton, 08-1413. Good morning, Elizabeth.
These two applications are closely connected, so I'll just be presenting them as one. City of Hampton is requesting authorization to dredge approximately 228,000 cubic yards of stadium bottom material from an existing sand terrace off Factory Point in the bay, and that material will be used to restore the previously existing beach and spit between the Grandview Nature Preserve and the existing island at Factory Point in the mouth of the Back River, as well as dredge the Wallace Creek Channel, the Long Creek Channel, and then the main channel in the Back River. The second part of the project involves installing five breakwaters and nourishing those breakwaters with part of the sand removed under application 08-0446 to protect the restored beach and spit. The project is located at the mouth of the Back River. The breach occurred after severe storms in 1997, and today all that remains is that island, which is approximately 2,500 feet from the nature preserve area. The city is proposing a two-part project. One part involves the restoration of the breach, which doesn't show up too well, but in this area here, dredging these channels to improve navigation, and then installing five breakwaters to protect the restored area. Approximately 166,000 cubic yards of material will be hydraulically dredged from this offshore sand terrace to a depth of -5, and the applicant is asking for 1 foot over dredge. The sandy material will be pumped into the breach, and then will be graded into a beach and dune system and sprigged with grass. Five low-profile breakwaters will be installed, and they will be backfilled with a portion of the sandy material removed from the borrow area, and this is to protect the restored breach. Navigational improvements will be achieved through dredging three existing channels. This is the Wallace Creek Channel. They're proposing to widen it by 50 feet in order to accommodate vessel traffic in the area, and the proposed depth there is -7 feet. The Long Creek Channel here will be maintenance dredged to achieve depths of -5 feet, and then the main channel back there will also be dredged to depths of -7. All of these depths reflect the applicant's request for a 1 foot tolerance. The dredge material will be mechanically removed, transferred to a barge, and disposed of at an approved upland facility. They haven't set the final area where the material will be offloaded, but there's really only two choices in that area, Wallace's Marina and then Belle Isle Marina. From the beginning of discussions about the project, SAV was the biggest concern. This shows the applicant's original dredging plans overlaid over 2007 SAV imagery. They had originally proposed to abandon this existing channel and dredge a straight channel through here, and you can see this is a really large area of SAV they would have been impacting. And then you can see here they were planning to abandon this channel and dredge through SAV right here. In the original application, the impacts to SAV were almost 4 acres. However, the city's consultants worked to change the channel alignments. You can see this is from the original application. This has been abandoned, and now they will be maintenance dredging in this area. And then rather than dredging straight through here, they'll be maintenance dredging through here. So in the current proposal, SAV impacts are now 0.23 acres. The city has also submitted an SAV mitigation plan. A total of 5.6 acres is proposed, which encompasses the 0.23 acres of SAV and then 9.2 acres of central fish habitat. And this will be done in coordination with VIMS. And this map shows their final plan showing the small impacts to SAV in these areas. When the plan was originally submitted, the project did not include offshore breakwaters. The city has worked with VIMS to come up with a design to protect the restored beach. They have also updated their resource management plan for the Grandview Nature Preserve and the Factory Point Island, the restored area at this end, will be closed to all public visitation from April 1st to September 15th to protect nesting birds. A species of concern in the area is the federal and state threatened northeastern beach tiger beetle. We are recommending a time of year restriction based on U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recommendation from June 1st through September 15th to minimize impacts to that species. Historically, the piping plover has also nested in this area. However, surveys conducted from 1986 through 2008 have not shown any breeding plovers. So no concerns over that. Originally, the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries and NOAA Fisheries had recommended a time of year.
Is the Michelle, mm-hmm. is the recording system up and running? Okay.
Like.
If you've got the written report in front of you, you can go ahead. If not, you can use mine.
I was talking about the turtles. Game and Inland Fisheries and NOAA Fisheries had originally suggested a time of year restriction to protect the loggerhead and the Kemp's Ridley sea turtle. However, due to the shallow depths in the barrow area off the point and the use of the hydraulic dredge, they determined that a time of year restriction would not be necessary. The city's expected to send their Phase 1 Historic Resources draft report to the Department of Historic Resources by mid-June. An archaeological assessment was conducted in 2007. Nothing was found within a one-mile radius. However, there's a chance that traces of an old fish processing factory could be found. In their shoreline permit application report for 080446, which was for the breach restoration and the dredging, VIMS states that the proposed channel dredging realignment avoids an important SAV bed, which is greatly preferred over the original proposed alignment. They also are recommending a time of year restriction for dredging in that borrow area from July 1st through September 15th to avoid blue crab spawning season. In their application report for 081413, which was for the breakwaters and beach nourishment, they state that the breakwater system and nourishment with planting is the preferred approach for protecting the beach. We've received several letters of support in support of the project, and no other agencies or organizations have commented on it. For our final recommendation, while staff initially had concerns about SAV impacts related to the dredging portion of the project, as well as concerns over public use of the restored beach and dune area, the city has worked to address all of these issues raised throughout the public interest review project. As a result, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of restoration of the Factory Point breach, construction of breakwaters to protect the restored area, and the dredging of the Back River Channel, Wallace Creek Channel, and Long Creek Channel to improve navigation in the area. If approved, staff is recommending a time of year restriction from July 1st through September 15th to avoid impacts during the blue crab spawning season, and from June 1st through September 15th to minimize impacts to tiger beetles. In this case, staff believes impacts associated with the project should be temporary in nature and the dredged area should recover. The new beach should provide some habitat and habitat protection, as well as help reduce wave impacts in the back river during storm events. It is unlikely, however, that restoration will have any effect on the flooding that occurs during storm events. We feel this is recognized by the city staff and their consultants, but it may not be understood by residents in the area. Do you have any questions? I don't think this is back up to go back to any slides.
Any questions, Elizabeth? Mr. Tankard?
Your last sentence there may not be understood by residents in the area. I read that, and is there some context in which that sentence comes out in the end of this?
There was a Back River Flooding Committee, I believe, that was formed by some residents in the area, and I think it was their original hope that this project would help relieve the effects of flooding that they experienced during severe storms. It's never been the intent of the city with this project, and so we just wanted to reiterate that.
Okay. Further questions? Dr. McConaughey?
I was just going to ask, with the breakwater design, how confident are you that the sand isn't just going to move right back to its location in a severe storm?
The city had conducted a geotechnical report. If you'll let me find it in here. Without the breakwaters, they had estimated something like 20,000 cubic yards of sand migrating from this area. But with the breakwater protection, it goes down to something like 7,000 cubic yards. So it would help hold the sand in place during major storms better than not having them at all.
Mr. Fox, do you have a question, sir?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you, Elizabeth.
And the city and their consultants are here if you have any questions.
Okay. City representative, or do they have any comments? Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Do you state your name for the record, please?
My name is James Pete Peterson. I'm an assistant city manager with the city of Hampton. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm here to represent the city manager's office and the city, as well as our citizens, concerning these projects. This particular series of projects have gone through a very collaborative effort of the city, the governing body, the city staff, as well as concerned citizen. The group that she mentioned earlier, the Back River Flooding and Shoaling Committee, was a committee appointed by council to actually look into some of the issues concerning the Back River and some of the flooding and the sand shoaling issues back there. And I'd like for them to raise their hands that are here of this today. Thank you. This committee met and issued a report in August of 2007, and one of their primary recommendations was to restore Factory Point and basically to do some channel improvements in and around the Back River. We believe the project is consistent with the mission of the VMRC, which is to serve as a steward of Virginia Marines and aquatic resources, protect tidal waters, homelands, and for future and present and future generations. You will hear, or you have read in your material, that this particular project is a very complex project. It has a lot of environmental concerns. It had a lot of economic factors. And we would not be at this point today if it had not been for the considerable attention and the invaluable support we've gotten from the staff of the Habitat Management Division, Bob Crabb, Tony Watkinson, and Elizabeth Murphy. So we appreciate their efforts, and you can see in some of the changes we've made over the process that their information and their advice is well taken. We thank you for your consideration of our application and look forward to our working positive relationship with the staff of both the VMRC and the U.S. Corps of Engineers, because we're doing a dual process at the current time. So we have some folk here that can answer any questions you might have. And while I've got the mic, I'd like to thank you for one other issue that's not on your agenda.
Please do.
We just opened a fishing pier at Buffalo, and we had a $750,000 grant from this commission. And so we really appreciate it, and the citizens are really proud of that pier. And if you have a chance to come over to Hampton Roads, bring your rod with you.
Thank you for your kind comments. Any questions of the gentleman? Thank you. Is there anyone in opposition this matter? Is there anyone that really feels compelled now to speak anymore in support? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Based on the information that's been presented by the staff, I would move that we approve the project as proposed, consistent with staff's recommendation.
That would be both projects 08-1413 and 08-0446.
That's correct.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.